Firstly, Sam, injury news. I don't think that's got any better for you, has it?
No. Eunice tore his hamstring in the Chelsea match, and quite frankly, we're a little surprised that he actually managed to carry on till the end because of the extent of the injury. So he's going to be out for a few weeks now. I'm not sure that Lee's back yet. We have to wait and see. He's back in training, but we need to get the full consent off the player for me. When he's had the bit of back trouble that's reoccurred, we need him to say, yes, Gaffer, I'm ready to go. So we'll ask that question tomorrow. Seb Larson's still recovering. And Adam Matthews picked up an ankle ligament injury in training this week. And the surprise fact that actually, this was a massive surprise to me, that Jack Rodwell is suspended with 5 bookings. So we've got a lot to contend with by the loss of those players. And look at the players we've got left to try and pick the right team and the right system to go against Manchester City at the Etihad on Boxing Day.
I mean, Lee is the sort of player as well. He's likely to say yes, even if he's not 100%, because he's that sort of character.
But he's not professional, though, now. I mean, he should be old enough and wise enough now to not to do that, because it could put him so far back and that we need Lee Cattermole, when he comes back, to come back on sustained performances at the level we know he can play. Have we missed him? Yes, we probably have. Looking back, might have made a difference to us. But, you know, we all have to do without players at some stage, and that's why we have a squad that's supposed to step in. And it looked like it was being able to cope, but recently the last 3 games have been very, very disappointing for me. Not so much the performance at Arsenal, fantastic, but the lack of conversion of chances. And, of course, the laxical, lazical way we started the last 2 games, where we've almost, we have lost them both in the first 5 or 10 minutes.
Another Lee Congerton now, I understand, not involved in transfers. Well, I guess that's going to be paramount for you, isn't it, over the next couple of weeks with the injuries and everything else that's your position in the table?
Yeah, we've got our finger on the pulse, I think, and we're in negotiations in a lot of areas. On various matters, various positions, various players, on who is available, what is the talent of the player, will he come to Sunderland, does he want to come and play in the Premier League, and then what the financial aspects are. Those processes are being processed here and now, and have been for the last few days, in the hope we can really pull one off in the early stages of January. But if not, certainly get at least 2 players by the back end of January to try and help us in our push to get out of the bottom 3.
Are you optimistic?
Well, I was optimistic in the window to start with. What does drag you down is the amount of attention that you have to pay to it to achieve what you actually want. Like you mean, so it's a difficult period for us all. Players as well as staff, as well as managers, because of the speculation that it evolves around the transfer window, and the fact of the matter we've got the heaviest game period of the actual season while that window is active, which causes you massive problems, massive distractions as a manager.
Steve Bruce always used to say that Christmas he would look to get 19 points as his baseline if you're going to survive in the Premier League. You're 7 points adrift of that now. I mean, it does look bleak in that sense.
Well, we're a relegation side at the minute. We've got less points than games played. The obvious mathematics is that the bare minimum you've got to try and achieve that's been safe for many years now is 38 games, 38 points. Could be less than that, but you're dithering on whether it's going to be a low point season or not, like you mean. And for me, you know, the main target is that it should always be more points to try and achieve than games played. But, you know, ultimately the ultimate is to try and move into a position where you've got the same amount of games played, the same amount of points. And if you do that, then you're getting very close to getting your head above water. You know, we've been drowning ever since I've been here, because we've never got out of that position where we've got points per games on the same level. We the closest opportunity we had for that for Watford, and blew it miserably that day, you know. And you know, the players really had a fantastic opportunity to show the Premier League world that they've got the fight and the desire to get out of this position, and we failed miserably on that day, lost the game, and put ourselves in a very, very difficult position again, because we all knew and never said Watford were going to be easy, because we've just seen them win four games on the trot. But we certainly had the opportunity in the game to win it, and because of such a sloppy start, didn't even get a point from it.
Whilst we've all been saying over the last couple of weeks what an exceptional season it's been, because the likes of Bournemouth or Norwich or whoever it is, Watford, Leicester, winning games that nobody expected them to win, you've got to do just that at Manchester City and against Liverpool, haven't you?
Well, everybody does that every year. Somebody wins games nobody expected them to win. Yeah, we did that in our first year at West Ham. We ended up getting in the top half in the first 10, 15 games. And nobody, and it happens, and sometimes they fade away, the teams, because they can't quite keep it up, and but it secures the Premier League extent. Some of them carry on and have a fantastic year for the first year in. Leicester's second year in is miraculous, blows everything else in terms of stats out the water, that they are in a position of great strength now, and hopefully they continue for as long as they possibly can, because it's great for the level of entertainment at this level, and we should all be very grateful that we work in such a fantastic league that's so entertaining. We don't even know what's going to happen from one week to the other, rather than some of the negativity saying we don't want Leicester to be there, we want the big boys to be there. That's not what this league is all about. This league's always been about the values. This league's always been about that we can beat the big boys at any given time, and this year has gave that type of entertainment more than ever before. And of course, last weekend again, I think we're the only team that played away on the Saturday that didn't win.
I think you're right. I think there were a lot of away wins.
Everybody else won again, so there's been more wins away from home than ever before. There's been more teams winning with less possession than more possession, i.e. Watford, Crystal Palace and Leicester. So all that possession nonsense is now being proven to be, in many cases, ineffective, because there are teams at the top of the league that nobody expected to be there. They're being there because of their game plan working on, we will have less possession than the opposition but still be more effective than them and win football matches. So it's now killing the fact that possession is what wins your games of football. It's not the case. And that's being proven by certainly Palace, Watford and particularly Leicester.
And fundamentally, you've got to go...
And Watford, certainly.
You've got to go to Manchester City now and not start as you did against Watford and Chelsea.
Give them any encouragement, they could batter you. Simple as that. I mean, you know, my fears for Saturday when the way we started was that we could have easily, if we didn't pull it together very quickly, which was gladly we did, it could have been, you know, 5 or 6. So we've got to. There's a way of losing a match, and then there's a way you don't lose a match, and you certainly don't lose a match like that by conceding too many goals, because it just heaps even more pressure on you than you've already got.